Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I'm sorry, we don't serve time travelers. A time traveler walks into a bar. Okay. Anyone here with the second annual statistical detection of test fraud conference going on in this very building? Because I sure would like to know what that's all about.
The what? What is it? Statistical, what is it?
Statistical Detection of Test Fraud Conference. It's the second one.
Oh, thank goodness.
So apparently it worked out really good the first time. Enough to do it again. No one's here with them. Okay. I guess we'll never know what that is. How about Russ Weil from Long Island, financial advisor. Are all politicians crazy? I don't know. Are all financial advisors? Yeah. Is that you then? Oh, okay. All right then. Okay. Let's say, let me get some advice from you here. Give us any advice. For free? No, you probably won't do it for free. Can I just stand up here? Come on over here. Don't be shy. You're from Long Island. How can you be shy? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Enjoying your show.
Yeah. Here in town for something important?
My daughter.
Yeah. Does she go to school here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is she? Hi, how are you? And what is she studying?
Nursing.
Nursing? She didn't want to go into financial advice like her dad?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. And all politicians crazy? Want to leave it at that?
Yeah.
Okay. Financial advisors?
Yes.
They vary across the board, though, don't they?
Yes, they do.
You're one of the sane ones, though.
I try to be.
Let me say, Krugerrands? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Didn't cost me a cent. No Krugerrands. Christy from Denver, what is the reason that men always forget the tickets to the show like this one? So how did you get in then, Christy, if you forgot them? Where is Christy? Oh, but she's not here. Okay, isn't that funny? Someone sent her a card in ahead of her. Why do you let him take care of the tickets then, Christy? One would ask that question. If this keeps happening to you. I mean, when you go to the opera without tickets and that sort of thing. Hey, Silo, hanging around, huh? I see. Sorry about the donuts. That was so unfair.
No problem.
They were not regulation donuts. That's, otherwise, you would have got easily six of those if they've been regulation. How are you? Pretty good. Nice to see you. How are you? All together? Just all a group? Yeah. What holds this group together?
Me, I guess. Yeah.
Did you get all these people to come here for some reason?
Or? Well, they came down for the show, and we're from Madison, so visiting family.
Okay. So. And you'd never been to it, probably, being from here.
We're virgins to your show, so.
Well, let's hope you leave some other way. I'm not sure what that would be, you know. What? She's pregnant? Oh, good. Okay, I said it again. There you go. Oh, boy. How does he do it? Stand up, Christy. Let's have a look. Christy, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Denver, Colorado. How are you?
Good. This is the third time it's happened, so that we've forgotten the tickets
to this show.
No, to a show or the time that the show starts. And we love shows, and so somehow we seem to either show up. We get it in our heads that a show starts at 6:30, and it really started at 6, or we forgot the tickets. And so we're big NPR donors, and so we got the tickets as part of our donation. Oh. And then we got here to the door, and we realized we didn't bring the tickets, and we brought guests. So.
Believed you when he told him this story? It's a sob story. Do you use it at the opera when you go? Or?
We begged, and yeah. They were very sweet to us.
What was the last show you didn't get into because you forgot them?
They actually let us in on that one, too. It was back in Minneapolis, and it was a show there at the Ordway, and they ended up letting us in a little late.
What was it?
Gosh.
Didn't play it one? Or the...
It was a play. But I'm forgetting what
it left an impression, anyhow. If you missed it, it would have been a big deal, really.
Well, actually, what we did was we found that the play was actually on my smartphone, so we watched part of it as we were driving because we realized we were going to be an hour late. Oh.
And then you didn't have the tickets, right?
We didn't have the tickets, so.
Is it your fault?
I remembered the tickets. Unfortunately, I remembered them a little late, and we were already in the hallway of the building. But I remembered the tickets.
Okay. Maybe you shouldn't trust him with the whole ticket thing. Have you thought of taking that over?
Well, we thought our fail-safe was to put him in my car, but we forgot to put him in my car. So.
You put him in the car, and what happened?
Well, our goal now is to leave him in the car because we always have to drive the car to the show. Yeah. But our friends brought us.
Oh, okay. This gets worse. And I don't think there's any solution to it, but I'm glad you're here, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Christy and the gang. All right. Is local Madison politics in disarray like Wisconsin State and Washington, D.C.? No. We've had the same mayor that we had like 30 years ago. So unfortunately, he's lost a few, you know, cells. Because it was the 60s, let's face it, you know. You see him wandering around the city counting building, but he doesn't do any real damage. So that's... All right, here's what is an endoplasmatic reticulum? Erica Freiberg wants to know. Erica Freiberg.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come down here and find out, I bet. I bet you. Do I have one?
Maybe.
Maybe, I think so. Oh, I see. This is an old, well, stand up here, Erica Freiberg, actor. You're an actor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what are you appearing in currently?
Well, I'm going to be on stage in Chicago next weekend.
Yeah. Playing in what?
At Second City. We're doing an improv show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Improv mostly?
Yeah, but I actually signed with an agency here in Madison, so yeah. I might be doing voice acting as well, hopefully, and getting paid for it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, cool. Do you have a particular character that you tend to be in these improv things?
Yeah, I mean... Crazy, whatever. I mean, it's just improvising. So whatever I feel at the moment, I just kind of go with it.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. However, what is an endoplasmatic reticulum?
And you're saying it right. That's awesome. It's, I don't know, it's scientific. It's something with an atom or a cell. I don't know. I asked you.
You don't even know.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you.
Well, how do you know if I have one or I don't? Endoplasmatic.
I learned it in science class, so I know you have it somewhere.
Okay. Can anyone know what an endoplasmatic reticulum is or where I could get one? Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Good luck on that. I have to go over here to find out what that is. Is she with you?
Well, kind of, yeah. But that's why she asked you. She doesn't know what it is.
I'm not a know-it-all. If I don't have it on an index card in front of me, I know nothing. That's why I got into this business, so I could know a few things, you know, that they're out there. There's a guy who wants to be an eater. Think you could do it?
I could, yeah, I could eat six in a minute, sure.
You could? Should we get that out here again and have you?
My mom says no, so.
We got a challenge right here. Have you ever done it at all?
No, I mean, I ate french fries really fast as a kid, so. Champagne french fry eater.
You do that at the table at home?
You did, yes, you did, uh-huh.
More like speed eating?
The more you get in his mouth, the better, the happier he was.
Have siblings?
Yeah, older sister.
So you had to do it, otherwise you
had to eat.
For serve, I guess.
Motivation. Okay, all right, cool. That's cool. Oh, okay. Endoplasmatic reticulum. Yes, you know. Okay, here.
Nurse.
Stand up here. You are. You're nursing, right? So that's. Yeah. And your name is
Natalie.
Natalie, what is it, Aunt Natalie?
It's the UPS factory inside of a cell, packages proteins for functioning of the body.
Thank you for bringing it down to our level, where we can understand that. It's a UPS factory in the cell. It manufactures the protein?
It packages them and sends them to the correct spot in the cell.
They come unpackaged, the proteins do?
Yeah,
it wraps a little reticulum around them?
No. The proteins come from the RNA inside the middle of the cell, and then it moves out to the side of the cell and gets sent everywhere around the body.
Well, what do they wrap them into?
Cardboard and ribbons.
All right, she's still in school. She'll get. They haven't gotten to that semester yet. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There you go. See? I know nothing, but my audience knows everything. If we take them all together. This week, NASA said an asteroid passed the Earth, and about another 20 years, it's coming back, and may hit the Earth. How are you preparing for the end? Frankly, if it's 20 years, I'm cool with that. Works for me. You know, I feel bad for everybody else, but so no preparations necessary. I'm seated next to a recent winner of a Michael Feldman lookalike contest. Would you like to meet him? Tom Kennedy. I didn't know there were such contests. I'd be surprised. Tom Kennedy sitting next to someone who...
No.
The guy from Gretna? Come on, give me a break. The guy from Gretna? All right, let's stand up and see if you can tell us apart. Come on over here, Mr. Gretna guy. This is great radio, huh? What do you think? Wait a minute, don't go away so fast. We're just getting to know you. I mean, do you think we look alike?
Well, no, but I would like to.
Handsome chap.
Well, I'd like to look like you, too, well, but I'm not under that illusion, okay. You know what I'm saying. And in Gretna, do people stop you in the street in Gretna, Nebraska? And
very
say,
seldom. Very seldom.
Me neither. See, I never get mistaken for me, even. So, and your name is?
Dick Farlow.
Dick Farlow from Gretna.
Yes.
Is this Mrs.?
This is Mrs. Farlow.
Mrs. Farlow, hello.
Hi.
And my friends warned me this could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, the odds were against it. Yeah. Yeah, but has anyone ever said anywhere that you look like Michael Feldman?
No. Ted Kooser, not Michael Feldman.
Ted Kooser.
Yes.
Ted. Oh, the poet, Ted Kooser. Okay, I get mistaken for him all the time, so I guess there's a connection here. Very nice to meet you.
Likewise.
You look good, whatever you look like. I don't know. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. Pull in your feet, because I do step on them. And here's a chance for you to win some of those prizes you heard earlier, and even others, some of which are worth having. So let's see the hands of anyone here who wants to play. What?
The disclaimers.
Don't worry about your disclaimers.
Just have a little anxiety up here.
What?
I want to make sure we're covered.
But disclaimer. Anyone want to read? Nah, you know. We need that. Let's see the hands. Yes, there are hands. It's not overwhelming or anything, but yes, it seems like you want to do it. Okay. Oh, you do. We do. Okay. He's very excited about it. You seemed a little calm, so I wasn't sure. Oh, this is exciting. It's exciting. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And you are?
Anna.
Anna. Mm-hmm. Remember the Anna part? Mm-hmm. And you're from around here, Anna?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I live here.
You live right here in Madison?
Yep.
Okay. You know how to get to Wollersheim's Winery then?
I think it's past the giant corn maze.
Right. If you're in the corn maze, you've gone not far enough. Okay. Anna, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
To make my mother proud.
To make your mother proud. Isn't the what? Is there a better reason? I think not. Come on down here, Anna. Right this way. Come on, we got a long walk. Yes, keep it going. Keep it going. Anna, if you would have a seat right over there. Here, I'll change these waters out here. Leftover jelly donuts, if you want.
I think that other guy called dibs.
Anna, so what are you doing these days? Are you working or
I'm
school?
A Spanish medical interpreter.
A Spanish medical interpreter. Mm-hmm. You interpret Spanish medicine?
I go into office visits with patients who are limited English speaking, English
cool.
proficient.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
I interpret.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's a good job.
It's an excellent job. I love it.
Yeah. How did you happen to find a job like that?
It was something I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to interpret, and this is the most accessible form of interpreting, I think. So
yeah.
I got into it.
So who do you work for then when you do that?
I work at Dean Clinic.
Oh, you do at Dean. Very cool. And you're a Spanish speaker, obviously.
I do speak Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you is that learned in school, or do you live there for a while, live in Spain
both.
Or Mexico,
Yeah, actually, I'm German. I moved here from Germany when I was little, and my mom was a German teacher, and the only other language we had was Spanish, so I went for that.
Because you couldn't take your mom, right?
Yeah.
I got my mom fifth hour. It was a bad feeling. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right, what else is going on in your life? Good things?
My boyfriend's mom is visiting.
Mom? Is that a good thing?
Madison, so it is a good thing.
There she is. She
We're
looks
having a good
so
time.
Sweet. She likes you, I can tell.
So I brought her here.
Yeah,
so.
And she looks very sweet. That's good. That's a good thing. Is she staying long?
I'm sorry, what?
Is she staying long?
Is she staying long?
Long?
No.
Long. Just brief.
Too short for me.
Very good. Okay, Anna, someone out there plays along with you in a quiz, and how does that work then,
Sarah? People who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And answer this qualifying question.
Which one? This one I'm going to ask here. Okay. Kakistocracy. You know, there are various forms of government, and we should really try thinking about a couple of the other ones now, is what I'm thinking. Democracy is good and all, and it works. But there's one called a cacistocracy, and I want to know what is a cacistocracy, and perhaps you already have one. So if you know, give us a call here at, what's that number again?
1-800-942-5669.
Cacistocracy. Something to think about. Or maybe we already have. That's the question. If you know what that is, it's kind of a school question, I guess. And let's go to the phones right now. Elizabeth is online from Grand Rapids.
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Is it meeting, ruling by committee?
No, that's a different kind of ocracy. I've seen that one, too.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, well, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Rodney's in Memphis. Rodney, you ever hear of a cacistocracy? Rodney?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Were you doing something? Or you were caught in the middle of something, huh?
No. I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving? Where are you going?
Going up to see my wife at the hospital.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Oh, yeah. She's doing much better.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear it. Boy, that's kind of scary, you know? Well, you got time to do this here? Maybe you're preoccupied.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. She's fine. She's doing fine. Cacistocracy is what sort of government? Ruled by what?
The only thing I can think is the caucuses that they have in some states is kind of a get-together of people that discuss the situation and decide who they're going to vote for in an intelligent manner. So maybe it's a form of government where everybody gets together and discusses it and they make a decision.
That sounds like a good idea, actually. We should even try that. That would be a caucus ocracy, I suppose. So that's not this one, though.
All right.
All right. Best to your wife now.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Robert's online from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah? You got a busy day planned, Robert, or what you doing today?
Well, I'm at work now, but...
Oh, you are?
But later I'm going to go take care of goats.
Take care of goats?
Goats, yes.
Yeah, where are you working?
I'm in... a textile factory. I'm in my office. I'm just cleaning up and organizing things.
Okay, great. Robert, you ever hear of a cacistocracy?
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know what a fine schmecker is, though. That was... this is the only time I've ever managed to make it in, but...
Oh.
No, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you again sometime.
Yeah.
All right, bye. All right, Dan is in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. You up to anything right now? Or?
Just watching Man City and West Ham United go at it, but that's about it. It's cold and rainy here, so I can't do any yard work.
Oh, yeah. You would be out there otherwise, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Dan, a cacistocracy.
I think it's the society ruled by the worst people in the society.
That's exactly right, Dan. So I guess maybe we have one. This could be it. It's a trick question. Now, how did you know that? You didn't look it up, did you, Dan? You knew that, right?
No, I didn't. I read it once when someone was talking about the Bush administration, believe it or not.
You know, they're looking pretty good about now, actually, when you think about it, as ironies go. And Dan, what do you do in life as we know it?
I'm a carpenter for Columbus City Schools.
Oh, you are? How cool. So you got your weekends are precious, as I'm sure. You're not working at all, and you got any...
Actually, I'm on call this weekend, so I got a call to do some repairs at 1:30 this morning, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you do it already? You were out there?
Oh, yeah.
At 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
What's so important that you got to be out there at 1:30 in the morning?
Someone broke a window, and so it left the building unsecured.
Yeah.
It happens.
Shouldn't be your problem, Dan. That's the window guys, not the carpenters.
We do it all. We everything from roofs to the basement floors.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you for doing that, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
You're the man. Appreciate it. Dan's out there, middle of the night. Don't break those windows, kids. What the heck? Dan, this is Anna.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Anna.
She is your partner in here, and you guys work together, and it's collaborative, okay?
Okay.
Good with that? Okay. Dan and Anna, we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Do you have a favorite of those categories?
I think odds and ends is always interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Or sometimes interesting.
Nothing is always anything, I mean, right? Come on.
Right.
Yeah. Dan, you can pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Good choice.
It's always interesting. Komodo dragons. Bad oral hygiene or good? Is it just a bad rap? They always say, don't ever get bitten. Well, of course, you wouldn't want to get bitten by one, but they said because of they have every microbe and bacteria known to man in their mouth. But I'm asking here, Komodo dragons, bad oral hygiene or good?
I guess this is sort of a 50-50, so I'll go with good. What do you say, Anna?
I feel like short arms equals bad, but long tongue equals good.
Hey, like your mother-in-law is here. You want to be talking? Ixnay on the... Ungte.
Maybe cold-blooded equals good, less... What do you think, Dan?
He said good.
He said good. Yeah. I'll go with good.
Good. Yeah, good. Actually, they have good oral hygiene, so don't be afraid of them. Go right up to them. Pet him on the old snout. They get bad press, those Komodo dragons.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Have you ever seen a Komodo dragon in your
Only
travels?
Only photos.
Only photos, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you like?
Can we do current events?
Current events? We certainly can. The most popular dog costumes this Halloween. You know, people are always dressing their dogs. And one of these is the most popular one that's selling this year for Halloween. Is it the Ewok, Yoda, or the princess dog costume for Halloween 2013?
What do you think, Dan?
I like the Ewok myself.
This is for your dog. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, if I had a dog, I'd probably go with that one.
Yeah. We're trying to think of the general population now.
I'm going to admit that I don't really know what an Ewok is.
Okay, let's just leave it out then.
Okay.
So it's
the
Ewok,
other
Ewok, princess.
That big furry thing that's in one of those. Big furry thing, yeah.
What was a princess Ewok?
I know it has a long tongue and a short claws. What? Oh, yeah. Ewok, Yoda, or a princess costume?
I'll go with Ewok since he likes that one.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. It's a princess. Oh. Still a big, it's the time tested. Dress your dog like a princess. How many of you are dressing your dogs like princess? Applaud if you're dressing your dog like a princess for Halloween.
Nobody.
Not this group so much, not the public radio audience. They don't go for it. Are any of you dressing your dogs for Halloween? Whatever happened to that tradition, that time honored tradition? Okay, that would be...
One right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. You'll get back on this track here. And what's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Dan?
People.
People. Okay. Does that happen often, where you get a call in the middle of the night to fix a window or something?
Usually you can count on it at least once during a week.
Once during the week? Wow, that's a drag. Yeah. Did you just board it up, or did you replace the window?
We board it up, and then Monday we'll go in and actually do the repair.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you could really rack up your own business, like breaking windows. Need a call?
Are you suggesting that Dan goes around during the day and breaks?
Only once a week.
School windows? Percentage of people who'd like to live to be at least 101. Is it 0%, 3%, or 8%? People who say they'd like to live to be at least 101.
I'll say 3%.
I'm going to go with that, too, because I don't think there's a lot of people that would want to live that long. I think I'd start to break down around 80.
No, you start to break down around 80. I don't know if the percentage changes.
So, yeah, we'll go for the middle.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. No, it's 8% of the population wants to be at least 101.
Wow.
You're too young to appreciate how desperately
apparently.
You want to cling to whatever for as long as possible. So that would be...
That's one right and two wrong.
Okay, so you can't get any wronger, but, you know... Don't worry, Feldman will kick in here at a certain point.
The categories remaining are places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay.
Choose wisely.
Places.
Places? Okay. If it's money you're after, which state should you not run for office in? The lowest paid state legislature. Okay. Is it Kansas, Alabama, or Vermont?
Any thoughts, Dan?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first one. I kind of broke up. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The lowest paid legislator would be in Kansas, Alabama, or Vermont.
I like Alabama.
You like Alabama?
I'm going to go with...
She likes Alabama.
She likes Alabama?
Kansas, though.
I don't know. Vermonters would seem to be, I don't know, kind of frugal people up there in the Northeast.
Yeah.
There's no one.
But she likes Alabama.
Alabama? Oh, okay, well then, Alabama sounds good to me.
Alabama sounds good.
Have you been
to
Alabama? It's very nice, actually.
I would like to go.
But I don't want to be a legislator there necessarily.
No.
Yep.
I think we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Dan, Alabama? Yes, Alabama, $1,000 a year. Just to run the darn thing. Okay. All right, it's even up then, isn't it?
It is. It's two right and two wrong.
Oh, this is it then. Excitement.
And the categories remaining are things you should have learned in school or science.
Okay. Dan, what do you think?
Things you should have learned in school or science. Let's go with things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Would you rather be a frigate or a destroyer? That's a stupid question.
It depends. I mean, a frigate, if you're looking for speed, I'd prefer to be a frigate. But if I'm looking to destroy something, I'd say a destroyer.
Well, this is a good question for you then, man. I'm going to put this back in. So you're saying you'd rather be a frigate under certain circumstances?
Yeah.
And you know the circumstances. So the frigates are faster?
I believe so, yeah.
A little bigger, maybe?
Sure.
And you're saying the destroyers, however, are probably more armament on a destroyer.
Right.
That's a factor. So yeah. Are you saying it's a personal choice, really, between a frigate and a destroyer, is which you'd rather be?
Yeah, I would think so. It all depends on you where your priorities lie.
Huh. Anna, you want to jump in on this?
I do not. That sounds excellent.
Are you leaning frigate or destroyer?
I have no idea.
But you're willing
is.
To go with Dan because
I'm willing to go with Dan because he sounds pretty sure. He sounds pretty confident.
He's thought about this or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's take your answer, Dan, whatever it is. Depends. Let's be flexible. And you win the quiz. It was a very, he was too smart for the question. That should be rewarded. Congratulations, you won. What do they want?
Anna, your front yard will display the pride of the tropics and Badger football with a tastefully tacky pair of red and white plastic flamingos from Pink Ink.
Oh, that's nice.
Dan, find out what surprising percentages of Republicans and Democrats are likely to water ski. And what do you know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can create a cohesive murder mystery with Jack Pachuta's super secret mystery writing system from mysteriesonthenet.com and continue the fun, playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the eternally optimistic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishings, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Great job, Dan. Hang on just a second. Make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing, man.
Thank you.